Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I mean, NBA playoff basketball is just great. I think it's great theater. It's great drama. I love watching, Andy, the strategy that goes into an NBA playoff series from game to game. And I think strategizing-wise, play on the court-wise, Indiana won everything yesterday. They came in with a great game plan. And the fact that they didn't wilt after the Cavs made their run, very impressive. Now we see how the Cavs adjust. And I think that that's one reason. You asked Dan during the break, are you panicking at all? You feel any panic? Dan said no. And I don't think any Cavs fan should feel any panic at all. It's a 7-game series. You have to win 4. Pacers got the first one, and they did a great job of it. But let's see what happens tomorrow night in game 2.
I don't know how you can't have a little bit of sense of panic in your heart a little bit. I mean, look, they took an early lead. Cavs came back. Now, if you want to think, well, Garland is a difference, then maybe I wouldn't panic. I don't know.
Well, you might panic because he might not play.
Well, I'm saying that if he plays, then maybe that changes your mind. I don't know, man. They looked good yesterday. Indiana looked really good yesterday, and they had no qualms about, you know, staying poised at the end of the game, enough so that they were able to come back and just, you know, not only take the lead, but hang out of the league for good in the second half. I don't know. I'm not going to lie. I'm a little worried.
Are you really?
Yeah. If they go down 0-2, we're toast.
Well, that's – no, I wouldn't even say that, but I would say you're sure in big trouble.
I mean, you're talking about winning, you know, all these games in Indiana. Oh, okay. Was that our new home court? I feel way better at home than I do on the road.
You'd have to win 2 in Indiana, just like Indiana won 2 in Cleveland if they happen to win tomorrow night. You can do that.
Yeah, but they don't have to. They just win their games at home, and it's over.
True, but that's the way it is for anybody.
When you lose in game one, I don't know. I thought Quinn Buckner made a good point, too, about...
Who was with us, by the way, at noon. If you missed that interview, go back and listen to it on our website, 923thefan.com, or the Odyssey app.
That they were playing varsity basketball against Milwaukee while we were a varsity team playing against the JV team in the first round.
In Miami?
Yeah, and that we weren't prepared, not because the coaching staff or not because the players weren't prepared, but because the battle they had to go through to get here got them ready to take down the number one team in the East. You know, they win tomorrow, or they win game 2, then everything's good, right? Everything's good. Yeah, you're back to 1. Okay, I can feel it. Sure, you got to get a win there, but it's all right. But I don't know. That Indiana looked good. I can't say it enough. Like, I don't have the words to kind of. Am I panicking? No. Am I fearful? Yes. How's that sound?
All right, I'll go with that. Ken's in Westlake. Hey, Ken, welcome.
Hey, Ken.
Hey guys. Yeah, I watched the game, most of it, but there's the passing of the Pacers was impressive. It was crisp. It was on time, and they were getting a little bit better shots than we were getting. But we shot 23%. They shot 59% from three-point range.
53 for the game.
Was 53 for the game?
Yes.
Okay, I thought I read a line was 59. But anyway, it was a 19-point swing in three-point plays. That's hard to replicate. Indiana's a great team. I still like our chances, but it's going to be a dogfight.
I would agree with you, Ken. I think it's going to be a good series. People underestimate, I've always thought this, people underestimate NBA teams. If you're a team that finishes in the top five in a conference, I mean, you've got some talent. You're pretty good. You know, these guys know how to play the game in Indiana.
And they have experience, too.
Yeah, Indiana, certainly. And they beat New York after beating Milwaukee last year. Those are two tough outs, and they did a nice job. Bill's in Parma. Bill, welcome.
Hey, a great program. You guys have enjoyed the discussion.
Thanks.
The problem that I saw last night was that Indiana is very comfortable going full court 90 mile an hour.
Yeah.
And that's not our game. That just is not our game. And so as long as it's a story in life, if you're playing the other guy's game, there's greater chance that they're going to beat you. So if we continue seeing our team running up and down the court with Indiana, there's a high likelihood they could end up beating us. And again, we know what we need to do. We need to have Mobley get the ball more. We need to be in the paint more. Yesterday, we did have more points in the paint than they did. But we were relying too much on the three-point. The other part is I worry about there's a kind of a thought process that Mitchell clutches in these games. And then there's the thing that happens where the guy will say, like Mitchell or Garland, I got to show people that I can do it. And the next thing you know, they're shooting 33 shots a game. And that plays into something I worry about. But the last one was, I think Mitchell's injured. And the reason I say that is I was watching him running down the court to play defense, and he couldn't extend his leg. He was trotting.
Are you talking about later in the game, like maybe early fourth quarter, Bill?
That's right.
Yeah,
I
thought the same thing. He went down hard, and I wonder if that was it and it was something he can shake off. But I thought the same thing. It's like, that guy's not right.
Yeah, but I hope you're right too, Jeff, because offense, he seemed to be able to ignore it. But if he had to go full bore down on defense to get somebody on a fast break, he struggled. But anyway, hey, listen, I really appreciate your show.
All right, Bill, thank you very much.
Thanks, Bill.
Yeah, I last night DeAndre Hunter went down, and you thought, man, is that guy dinged up? I mean, he looked like a couple of times, ooh, that looks like it could be more serious than go sit down and catch your breath. I was a little concerned about Donovan in the exact same time when Bill was talking about when he was concerned. It's like, okay, that doesn't look right, as he was going up and down the floor.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The aspect of this with Indiana, and I pointed it out last week, the Cavs defense better be good, because though the Cavs, you know, great in scoring all season long, over 122 points a game, Pacers put up 117 a game. I mean, they can score the basketball. And you saw the way they like to play, man. That make or miss, they're getting that ball. Their first thing is look down the floor. Look down and see what's there. And if there's an opportunity, get that ball down the floor and get it down there fast, Andy.
Well, they don't let you breathe. Are you going to hit a bucket? They're going to have it back down the floor in seconds. I mean, if you watched yesterday's game, you were always – I was wondering early on if they were going to be able to – if the Cavs – would be able to hang at the pace that they were able to do. They don't sit around and let you celebrate. If you're not back on D, you're in trouble. That's why, again, we had a couple phone calls or a phone call early on in the show saying, you know, especially on plays where there was a no call and a player looks at the referee, is like, where's the call? Meantime, it's 5-on-4 back on the other side because you decided you want to sit and talk to the referee instead of getting back on defense. So some things are going to have to change. I don't know. Are you messing with the lineup at all? Does it matter?
I was just going to ask you the same thing.
Yeah. I'm not. Well, if Darius is back, obviously you're putting him in the starting lineup.
Yeah, I'm not touching it. The guys that you played last night are the guys that helped you get the number one seed in the Eastern Conference. Evan Mobley and Jared Allen, they're in your front court. Donovan. And you could tweak it. The only tweak you could make, I think, if you wanted to, you could start DeAndre Hunter.
Yeah, why not?
And I don't think that's a bad idea. Sam Merrill played only 18 minutes, so it's not like Sam was out there for 35 minutes and DeAndre wasn't. DeAndre played 30 minutes last night. It's just, would you like that at the start of the game, having the length on the wing, maybe up against, oh, I would think he would probably be on either Halliburton, you know, playing the point, or maybe on Nesmith, who's 6'6", because you're probably going to have Jared Allen on Turner, right? And you're going to have Evan Mobley on Siakam, I would think,
yeah,
for the most part. So I don't think I would change anything other than maybe starting DeAndre Hunter if Garland can't go. Tim is in Medina, home of the Bees. Tim, what's
up? Hey, Tim.
Hey, what's up, guys? So you guys are talking about, you know, being concerned or scared that we lost game one. I think I would be a little bit more concerned if we lost game two going into Indiana, because, you know, we shot pretty bad. We defended okay. I think, you know, we give up a lot of points a game, you know, during the regular season, but I don't see Indiana sustaining the shots that they were making. And even if we came back and we did win that game, we were close. And we sneak out that victory, I would not like going into Indiana on a loss.
Had they flipped it? If the Cavs if they won game one and then lose game two?
Yeah, if we snuck out game one and we won game one, we're not going to sweep them. There's no way. But going into Indiana, winning game two with all that momentum, huge. Losing game two, going into Indiana. Not so great. I mean, you're going into game one, coming off a long break. They were playing sluggish. They looked sluggish. So,
how much of that do you think is the break after Miami? Anyone want to challenge that at all?
I don't buy that a whole
lot. Well, Quinn Buckner kind of alluded to that.
I know. I've never been a big believer. These guys work so hard and play so long of a season. And Tim, thank you. Then I think the rest is more beneficial than it is detrimental.
I don't know. 36-25 is what they got outscored in the first quarter. So, I mean, they came back in the second. They came back in the third.
Well, they didn't bother to play much defense in that first quarter.
Well, that's because you were sitting on your laurels because you were destroying Miami. And Indiana was playing, you know, unbelievably hard because of the challenge they just had against Milwaukee.
Or maybe just because they were playing the Cleveland Cavaliers on the road in game one.
Maybe. That's a good point.
Thank you. Jason Solon. Hello, Jay.
What's up, y'all? Great show, as always.
Hey, Jay.
I'd rather talk about Southern United Soccer, but I'll entertain y'all and talk about basketball.
Nice.
Okay.
Two things. Donovan Mitchell got to stay off the ground. I don't know how many times he expects to land on that court and not be injured. I understand that he has to make plays for the team, and he found out dropping the ball it was working, but he has to stay on his feet. And two, the coach is going to have to use the whole bench. This is where we have to utilize people like Tristan Thompson and people to put other people in foul trouble when others won't have to. And you got to use the whole bench to beat this Indiana team. That's all I have for today.
All right, Jay, thank you very much. Cavs played a lot of guys all in the regular season. Obviously, with Darius hurt, that changed things a little bit yesterday.
I got a little bit of news here, gentlemen. It's going to break your hearts.
Uh-oh.
You ready? LeBron James on Twitter.
Uh-oh.
Unfortunately, because of my knee injury I sustained at the end of the season, I won't be able to attend the Met Gala in New York tonight.
Oh!
Yeah. LeBron not at the Met Gala.
Will they cancel the gala?
I mean, is it a gala with him? Or without?
It's,
I mean,
just a Met then at that point, isn't it?
You know, yeah. You're just holding a Met.
The one thing about the Met Gala, it is a physically exerting demanding event.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
So I can understand how a bum knee could keep you out of that thing.
Wow.
You just cued Andy to be sap boy.
I know. Do you want me to read the rest of the tweet?
Not really.
You may. I
won't be able to attend the Met Gala in New York tonight, as so many people have been asking and congratulating me on. Hate to miss an historical event.
Was he being honored?
I don't know. My beautiful, powerful queen will be there holding the show.
Glad that someone from the James family will be representing.
Oh, that's yes. Nice.
In this tough moment for everyone.
Prayer hands.
Well, he's 40. You don't want that knee to fall off. Well,
emoji with a halo.
Get to get that knee to heal up.
A heart. And then I don't know what these other ones mean. Did you see that?
It's a damn shame.
It's a star.
It's a damn shame.
Sorry, LeBron.
It's a damn shame.
He's just not going to be able to go to the Met Gala. Who are the Mets playing there?
Can't have anything nice.
It's Baskin and Phelps right here on The Fan.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.